You're listening to SBS News.
United States presidential candidates Donald Trump and Joe Biden have confronted each other in person for their first debate 5 weeks before the election. The highly anticipated event quickly descended into chaos, full of interruptions and name-calling. Moderator Chris Wallace struggled to rein in incumbent President Trump, who constantly interjected while his Democratic rival was speaking. At one point, Mr. Biden told the President of the United States to shut up.
You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now. Make sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is, the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This is so right.
Gentlemen, I think we've ended
this. He's going to
pack the court.
Policy debate took a back seat as the candidates traded accusations, each calling the other a liar. They bickered over the Affordable Care Act, the Supreme Court, racism, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Trump again defended his handling of the virus outbreak in the US, promising a vaccine is on the way.
President Trump did a phenomenal job. We did. We got the gowns. We got the masks. We made the ventilators. You wouldn't have made ventilators. And now we're weeks away from a vaccine. We're doing therapeutics already. Fewer people are dying when they get sick.
Mr. Biden challenged the president's claim.
This is the same man who
told
you by Easter, this would be gone away. By the warm weather, it'd be gone. Miraculous, like a miracle. And by the way, maybe you could inject some bleach in your arm and that would take care of it. This is the same man.
Controversy over President Trump's tax returns also made an appearance after a New York Times report that he'd paid just $750 in taxes in 2016 and 2017. Mr. Biden released his 2019 tax return ahead of the debate, while Mr. Trump has long broken with presidential tradition by refusing to make the documents public. Mr. Biden, whose tax return shows he paid $300,000 in federal income taxes last year, has vowed to overhaul the tax code.
I'm going to eliminate the Trump tax cuts, and I'm going to eliminate those tax cuts. And make sure that we invest in the people who, in fact, need the help. People out there need help.
But why didn't you do it over the last 25 years?
Because you weren't president. Because you weren't president screwing things up.
You were a senator.
You're the worst president America has ever had.
At times, the debate became intensely personal, with Mr. Trump claiming his opponent's son, Hunter Biden, was dishonorably discharged from the army due to cocaine use. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden called Mr. Trump the puppy of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Towards the end, Mr. Trump was asked whether he condemns white supremacists and right-wing militia. The president was reluctant to condemn the Proud Boys, a far-right group known for promoting violence, instead attacking the left-wing anti-fascist movement.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
left-wing.
This is a left-wing problem.
Reaction to the debate seems to be divided across the nation, with political commentators unable to agree on who came out on top. News anchors were stunned by what they saw, including CNN host Jake Tapper.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck. That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace. And it's primarily because of President Trump.
Fox News host Sean Hannity criticized Mr. Biden's performance.
Extremely weak, the frail, the confused, kind of angry Joe Biden just got steamrolled by President Trump. Joe flat out refused to answer simple, basic, fundamental questions, unable to respond to the president's beatdowns, and he appeared flustered, irritated, and, cranky.
The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., has defended his father's combative demeanor. The younger Mr. Trump says media outlets and debate moderator Chris Wallace are biased against his father.
My father has to play it that way. He's got to combat that because he's not just fighting conservative ideas versus liberal ideas. I mean, he's taking on a multi-billion dollar mainstream media complex. You know, Joe Biden can hide in the basement. He doesn't have to get out and do campaign rallies. The media will do that for him.
The debate is the first of three, but is widely considered the big event, as some Americans have already begun voting. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.